Hello, welcome to the Podcast of Things. My name's Ed Martin. I'm joined by my co-host, George Murphy.
Hi, guys.
The Podcast of Things is a weekly podcast where we take inspiration from the Internet of Things. We talk about things we like, things we don't like, and everything in between. Well, hello, George. How you doing?
Yeah, not bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. How's your first week of freedom been?
Yeah, up and down. Like, I've been a little bit bored, but...
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it's just a luxury. It always takes me a little while to, like, get into being lazy again. Like, I have to go through the severe guilt of not doing a lot. And then I'm usually all right after about the first week.
I'm with you. I still haven't got quite over it after a month of doing fuck all. But no, good. Well, nothing really to report. The Olympics are still going strong. I've got it on in the background as we speak. So congratulations to all the medal winners. I'm sure they're listening intently. Not much to really report here. I'm currently in a new situation, so I'm holding a microphone like I'm a reporter. So if there's any issues with this tech, blame George.
Yeah, fair.
But with all that being said, let's just crack on with your thing of the week, George.
So yeah, definitely the most relative case of like last minute picking what you're going to talk about on the podcast.
Okay.
So I'm not specifically going to talk about takeaways. Actually, not even a little bit about takeaways. I did just have McDonald's delivered, which kind of sparked my inspiration.
Yeah.
But I guess my thing this week is subscription services.
And okay.
It's going to be a neutral sort of approach for me.
Okay.
So the most recent one I've had delivered is Beer 52. Have you heard of this?
I have heard of Beer 52. Beer 52 is fantastic.
Yeah. So you've had some Beer 52 in the past.
I have had some Beer 52 in the past. So I'm with you.
Yeah. So I had my second delivery yesterday. So it's the second lot. Basically, you get 8 craft beers, and it's all themed roughly, and like. You know, they try and space it out over, like, so they've got a few IPAs, a few stouts, that sort of thing. And overall, it's a really, really good service. Like, the product's brilliant, the delivery service. The only reason I actually got it in the first place is because we got a free delivery when we moved in. So, like, our mortgage company sent us loads of vouchers and stuff, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so this is my little niggle. So, product, unbelievable. Can't fault it whatsoever. I think the regular price is like 24 quid a month for like 8 beers. So this is what sparks a little bit of annoyance for me, I guess. Is after our free trial, I rung up to try and cancel.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't afford £24 a month. Like, I'm still trying to work out what my mortgage is, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I phoned up and expected to have like a really dreary conversation with someone. Which I actually would have preferred. But in this instance, for Beer 52, so shout out Beer 52, they've managed to hire the most chipper and enthusiastic person that I've ever met, or not even met, spoken to on the phone. Honest to God.
Yeah.
It was like he was made for the role. Like, he was such a nice bloke. It felt like you were, like, down the pub with him talking. And I basically said to him, I can't afford it. Like, either I'll suspend it or I'll cancel it, whatever. Like, we'll leave it for now. And he's like, oh, you do realise that your next box is half price. And I was like, oh, shit. So I was like, well, I literally cannot say no to 8 beers for £12. I was like, I spend more than that if I go to this shop. I was like, it's no point.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
But so after my box arrived yesterday, I was like, right, I need to cancel it. So I went and did the same thing. It's like, this month you get... like 30% off and 2 extra beers. I was like, oh, you bastard. So basically, I'm going to be subscribed to Beer 52 probably until I'm 52. But it's just a fantastic way of running a business because you have to ring up to cancel. You can't do it online.
Yeah.
So they know that they've got this bloke perched and ready to go.
That's his only job.
It's his only... But he's the best person in the world at it. So he doesn't need another job. But I have suspended it now. I've paused it for a month because I'm like, I'm not getting drawn in. I'm not paying next month. Don't care how much. So I'm going to pause it and then reassess. But subscription services, excellent. So you've done Beer 52 before then?
Yes, I have. Yeah, luckily, I don't think I've been... I haven't been caught in the endless cycle of Beer 52. I think I've just been... I've been lucky in that I've... They've just been doing a deal on one-off crates that I've managed to buy. I have got a very fancy little kind of pint, not a pint glass, a half pint glass, which is perfect for a can, which came free with one of my boxes. I think actually the first time I got it for Christmas, and Katie got it for me for Christmas. And
oh, nice.
Some of the beers in there are really weird, and some of them are really quite disgusting. But also some of them are really quite delicious.
Yeah.
There's actually a couple of beers in there that I've taken photos of just to remind myself that if I see them in the shop.
Oh, that's a good shout.
I couldn't tell you for free. I couldn't tell you what they are for free right now, but they're in my phone somewhere. So if I recognise it, I can look at my phone and see if I've had it before and I like it.
God, yeah.
I suppose the other alternative I have for that is I'm a massive advocate of Naked Wines, which is quite good. So we, obviously at Christmas it was great because we've got so much wine that is ridiculous because there were so many deals, like with Beer 52, you know, 50% off this, 50% off that, free three bottles if you pay 50 quid or whatever. And I've subscribed to Naked Wines. Basically, it's this wine service where every month they send you a load of bottles of wine. You can do this thing called you can be like an angel or something like that, and you get extra perks. So basically, I pay 20 quid a month. I just put it in. I don't spend anything, but I think Max does this as well. Is you put 20 quid a month, and basically at Christmas time they have like loads of really good deals. So if you put 20 quid a month in, you can just put all that money into a really good bundle.
That's a good shout.
And if you wanted to, you can just get a box ever delivered. You can't, otherwise it's just very easy to skip. So I quite like the subscription services, and especially with wine and stuff. And I think it's weird that it started with things like Netflix, didn't it?
Yeah.
Like Amazon Prime, and then it's permeated. There's even things like clothes now where you can buy a subscription service. And they send
you,
I think it's called Stitch Fix.
That's it.
And they send you clothes to try on, and then you can just send them back. But with I think the main downfall with it is just that it's as evidenced by you, George, it's just a bit of a faff. It's a commitment, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I think Naked Wines, we've actually got a voucher for downstairs.
Yeah.
We've got the same thing, and it's like you get like 120 quid's worth of wine, and it's like £5 off or something.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And it's like 12 bottles of wine for like 40 quid or 60 quid or something. So I'm actually, now you've said that, I'll look into it.
I would definitely recommend it because I don't think I've ever had a bad bottle of wine from Naked Wines.
That's all right. And then, yeah, what else did we tried HelloFresh because we had a voucher from them. That was banging. Again, too expensive to sustain, but with a voucher, like, honestly, couldn't fault it. And I think, I don't know, this is definitely for me, but I'm sure a lot of people will agree that the monthly subscription thing comes from being a kid. When you were collecting like the monthly subscription things, wherever it was like you're trying to build something or you're collecting something. Like, I think I used to do like a Horrible Histories one, it used to come once a fortnight. So it's quite, I don't know. I remember being younger and obviously not having access to a credit card or whatever, and just having to beg my mum to either send money off because this was before internet banking or. Like give up her card details, which back in the day was a big deal because you never did that. That's not a thing.
No, I don't think you do that these days. I mean, I can't. I'm thinking of like stickers and stuff, like football stickers, like, maybe. Or
there's like a Jackie Chan one they did, and obviously there was always like the classic one was the comic book statuette things, and it was like £3 for the first issue, and then every issue after that was like 15 quid. And it's like £4,000 worth of stuff to complete it. And it's like, I don't have £4,000. But I'm going to buy one.
But I think, just going back to HelloFresh, I had a bad experience with HelloFresh. And I can't remember why. I think it was a fairly similar experience to you. And trying to delete, and like trying to cancel. And I got a free one. And then I got a free one. And then there was nothing about subscription. And then... like 50 quid came out of that bank account. I ran them up and I was like, why I didn't sign up for anything. He was like, yeah, you did. I was like, no, I didn't sign up for anything. So long story short, basically they shafted me, and I got a box. I specifically I mean, I had to eat it because it was. I spent 50 quid on it, but I made sure that I didn't enjoy it.
Yeah,
purely
yeah.
because even though it was like it was all right food. But yeah, I mean, I don't like money coming out of my bank every month without much control over it. And I think if you sign up for all these subscription services, by the end of the month, you spend 800 quid and you're not sure what you're getting.
No, and you're absolutely right. Like, I think it's a mixture between it being difficult to cancel. And the fact that it has to be a subscription in the first place.
Yeah.
If they sent you a reminder every month, like, oh, you know, it's been 4 weeks since you've ordered. Would you like to place another order?
Yeah.
I'll be fine with that. Market the shit out of me. They do anyway. So, but I just don't like the idea. Like you said, like I texted you yesterday saying, quick, NFL Game Pass renews in a couple of days. Make sure you cancel it. Because last year, bearing in mind I was trying to move house, and saving for a mortgage, and I was skint. Oh, yeah, because at the time, where I wasn't on my contract with school, I hadn't been paid yet. I didn't get paid for some holidays, so I was, like, bare bones. And they auto-renewed my subscription, which is 140 quid. And I was like, you bastards. Like, that is a lot of money. Like, it was okay for me, but that could ruin someone. I could, like, actually ruin someone's, like, whole month.
Yeah, no doubt.
I just don't see why it's so necessary for it to be a subscription. And I guess it's so they sustain business, but I don't know.
That's the issue with, I mean, monthly subscriptions is not so bad, but yearly subscriptions is a ball ache because it's a year later. You're like, I can't remember when I did that. Like I did it with like McAfee, which is the internet security guys. And I spent 90 quid. I spent 90 quid like last year because I obviously had to. Then with my PC, I got a brand new like free one with it. So. I don't need it, and then I completely forgot about it, and then like last month I just spent 90 quid again for a whole new year, and I just couldn't cancel it.
And they need to let you know.
But that's the good thing. Also, going back to Naked Wines, is that before they send out your box, they tell you what's in your box that's coming to you, and you can choose. Then that it's almost like a reminder to skip it, which is quite a good way of doing it. So I think you're right. That needs to be a thing. But at the end of the day. How much money do you reckon like subscription services have made from people forgetting to cancel their subscription and then not being able to delete it?
Ed, it's the same as gyms. Back in the day, I remember when I was 16 and I signed up for the gym, and the contract used to be so tight that you could not cancel your subscription unless you moved out of the area or your 2-year contract was up for a gym. Like, so I would say 60%. Of their money probably comes from people who are either too lazy, don't notice, or don't care enough to do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then some of it comes from people that genuinely don't know how to cancel it. And that's the other thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like the idea. And I enjoy the discovery of it and like the trying new things. Like we've got a Graze box one downstairs. I've got 2 free boxes from Graze box. Definitely going to do it. They'll probably charge me a tenner anyway.
Yeah,
and then I'll cancel it. But you know, when it turns up at the door, just like when Beer 52 did, absolutely buzzing. It's the 3 weeks later when you're trying to cancel it and you haven't got time, and you keep forgetting, and it's just a bit. It's not quite worth it yet, I don't think.
No, I think you're right. I think it works for certain things like Spotify. It works for like Netflix. All that definitely works. That's the only basis I could do it. But for things like tangible physical things, like. Beer and wine, I think that's probably towing a line. But things like clothes, things like food, because even HelloFresh is, as you said, it's not that much more expensive or cheaper than just going. You can probably get a week shopping for half the price of a HelloFresh box.
Oh yeah, we spend a fraction of what HelloFresh. So
yeah, exactly. Like it's ridiculous, but it works. I think it's a new thing. It works in certain occasions. It's a new thing and. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon.
No, hopefully you just. We'll
just have to be a bit more savvy about what we use and when we use it. And I think also, I think just one last thing on subscription boxes is that because we've already paid for it and we've got they've got the custom. I think sometimes it can lack in quality. They can get a bit shirty with the quality. Is that usually like the first Beer 52 box is probably going to be. The best box of beer you're ever going to get. And then they kind of just send you cheaper and cheaper, cheaper and rubbish, more rubbish beer, for instance. I don't know that. But things with like NFL Game Pass, it's 150, 40 quid for a year, but it barely works.
Doesn't matter.
And, you know, you get very little out of it and you might as well just buy a Sky subscription or a Now TV subscription for £30 a month.
Yeah.
And at least you get everything else.
I am genuinely considering that this time. Because remember last year, I was so hyped up for week one of Red Zone. Obviously, didn't fucking
matter. As everyone is, yeah.
And I was fuming, like genuinely. I don't get annoyed very often. And I was like steaming, like genuinely. Because I spent 100, because it's 140 quid that I couldn't afford and didn't want to pay. And then when I actually wanted to use it, it didn't work.
Yeah, it's crazy. But with Now TV, I was watching it fine. So yeah, good. I like subscription services. I like the idea of subscription services as a thing of the week. So good thing of the week. Let's, with all that being said, and without any further ado, let's crack on to my thing of the week right now. However, before we do that, as always, this is a part of the show where we plug our podcast. Thank you all very much for the support so far. Again, we're back on it. We're back to doing Instagram. We're back to posting as much as possible and obviously bring out our weekly podcast, which we failed to do for a few weeks there, but we're back in action. As we always say on the podcast, word of mouth is the best way of getting our podcast out there. So please shout us out. Tell your friends, tell your family. Tell your delivery driver who's bringing your Beer 52 or your HelloFresh. Just let them know to go listen to Podcast of Things. Tell them to go over to Instagram at Podcast of Things, and from there you can see our posts about our daily lives. We post about things that we're doing and, you know, things of the week that we have done in the past. If you haven't got Instagram, go to anchor.fm/podcast of things. From there you can get notifications as and when we go live with a new episode. You can listen to our back catalogue and our new episodes as and when they come out. And finally, email podcastofthings20@gmail.com. What is your favourite subscription service? Have you had Beer 52? Are you an ale man? Are you a lager man? Are you a stout man or woman? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. That's podcastofthings20@gmail.com. So that's all. That's basically where you can find us. That's it. Done. Plug done. Back to my thing of the week. I've got to be honest with you, George. I'm on a bit of a roll with my things of the week. I know, as I said last week, it's a bit of an existential crisis every single time I think of it. But this one, they're just flowing. I like them. I like my things of the week at the moment. And this is quite relevant because it's a new TV show. It's something that we have just finished watching. And I think it's quite a popular one. I mean, we haven't done this for a while. What TV show do you reckon that we've just finished watching?
Loki.
Close? Not close at all.
Oh, WandaVision.
We have been watching Loki. It's not close at all. Forget like close. Superhero stuff.
I don't know, to be fair, because all I'm watching at the moment is Love Island. So,
oh god, no, it's definitely not Love Island. I can't go there. Okay, fine. I'll put you out of misery. It's Clarkson's Farm.
Oh yeah, okay. So yeah, okay.
It's kind of close, maybe like a superhero person. For those of you who don't know, where have you been? You've been living under a rock. Clarkson Farm is Jeremy Clarkson, who we all know, and I mean, he's a bit Marmite, but he has basically bought 1,000 acres of farmland in the Cotswolds, which I dread to think how much money he spent on that. And it is basically a show about him running a farm and learning how to be a farmer. And when I first turned it on, I thought, you know what, this is going to be, you know, very Top Gear, very Grand Tour. It's going to be a little bit of a almost gimmicky. And I mean, there was elements of it. You know, the first episode is where he goes to a farm fair and buys lots of equipment for ridiculous amounts of money, and he got like a Lamborghini tractor and stuff like that. And I was like, oh god, I'm not sure I'm all on this journey. But actually, I think they quickly realised that it's not a joke. It's quite difficult. Obviously, it's good humour. There's good stuff to it, but it's actually just really interesting and really good fun. It's not taking the piss out of farming or kind of like Top Gear was almost taking the piss out of cars or special, you know, that just don't really make sense in the real world. This was pure farming, and it was just really interesting and really good fun, because I never knew I would know more about farming now that having watched that than I did tenfold.
Yeah, so I've actually not watched this yet. Alice has watched it and she absolutely loved it, and I know a few people that have binged it. With regards to Clarkson, he is a bit Marmite. I think he's a massive prick. but I also think he's really, I also think he's really entertaining.
Yeah.
Kind of like if Piers Morgan was actually worth listening to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. I know where you're going.
I think that's a bit insulting to Jeremy Clarkson, actually, because, no, that I take that all back, actually. Fuck Piers Morgan. I much prefer Jeremy Clarkson.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just, you can tell he's, like, not the best person in the world, but I do like watching him.
Yeah.
I used to like watching Top Gear. I couldn't get on with the Grand Tour. Just couldn't, didn't care at that point. And then, yeah, I've heard really good things about this, and I've seen, like, things on Gogglebox and that, with him, like, doing the lamb in, and, you know, I heard about the Lamborghini tractor. Alice was telling me that, spoiler alert, after their year of work, they, like, made, like, 140 quid or something.
Yeah, it was 144 quid profit, yeah.
Yeah, so it's just, I know obviously that's going to be an exceptional year because of COVID, and obviously he's come in and he's kind of, I don't know, if he's obviously spending money and changing the way things are done, so it's obviously going to have an impact, but, like, farming is probably the most difficult job on the planet. Like, regardless... Yes. Regardless of the environment you're in or the country you're in or, you know, what you're growing or rearing, anything. Like, farming is probably the most difficult job.
But I think also one of the most rewarding jobs, surely, as well.
Yeah, and by all accounts, I think Jezza sort of realised that very quickly while making the programme.
Yeah.
Which would have been nice because I'm sure it took him down a few notches because I can imagine he went in expecting to be pretty good at it and then quickly realised that he wasn't very good at it.
Absolutely. And you could definitely tell that from the show. Like I said, the first episode was he went in a bit cocksure and it was almost grating how little... I don't know, he just, you know, in sometimes on Top Gear, it's a lack of respect almost comes across as... But, and I think that where it was going that way to begin with, but I think he got put in his place by farmers. He hired a bloke called Caleb, who's like they're making this new superstar. And I think he was really good connection with Clarkson. That was kind of like the anti Clarkson, and it worked really well. And I think that kind of put Clarkson in his place. As you said, the farming's fucking hard. And you can tell that from the show, but also you can tell that he was seriously invested. He wasn't just doing it for a gimmick, as I said at the beginning, or kind of he wasn't doing it as a way of getting on TV. He was something that he thought was a really good idea, and I think he surprised himself with how interested he got into it and how much it impacted his life and how into it he got. And it, you know, there was moments where, you know, you kind of go, oh, fucking, you know, typical Clarkson, who didn't listen to anyone. He just did what he wanted to do. And usually in Top Gear and stuff like that, it kind of sometimes it works out quite well. But within farming, you can't, you have to do it the right way. Otherwise, it doesn't work. And I think that's why he didn't get away with it as much as possible. And therefore, it wasn't as easy for him. Like, for instance, he was doing some tractoring and he didn't listen. You know, he forgot to do something, or he was doing something his own way and he screwed up the tram lines, which meant it was more difficult to like water, etc., and like fertilize. So therefore, his yield wasn't as good and all that kind of stuff. Whereas, you know, in Grand Tour and Top Gear, he could do stupid shit and get away with it, whereas he couldn't do it that with farming.
No, because these things have been in place for thousands of years. And, like, the technology and the hardware has changed, but the principles are all exactly the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it, because you can't afford to waste a season or two seasons experimenting, because then you're bankrupt. Because farmers aren't generally from stock that are like super super rich where they can just fuck around, like, obviously agricultural science has come a long way and, you know, they get help from research that's done, but on the larger scale, like you said, with messing up the tram lines, that works. There's nothing they're gonna do that's gonna improve that. Like, irrigation's been around for 2,500 years or whatever. It's always been done the same way because that's kind of how water moves, so that's just how shit works. And, yeah, I can imagine he did come in thinking he could, like, treat it like a bit of a playground. And then it's like, oh, no, this is kind of really serious. I think I'm going to watch it, you know, because everyone I think you totally should. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, and it was really, really good. And I was I went into it expecting a bit of a because I like Grand Tour specials. I don't like I stopped watching, you know, regularly, but when they're doing the specials, that's quite good fun. And I went into it expecting that kind of atmosphere, but actually it was really good and really interesting, and I would totally watch it again, like just for the knowledge that you obtain, and you know, the fact that if he hadn't have had any like subsidies from the government, you'd have £144 to live on for the year, and that's just not something that's sustainable.
No, just can't do it.
And obviously it was really interesting with COVID and the fact that it had a stupidly wet winter and then a really hot spring, and I think it was kind of a perfect storm almost in terms of a really good TV program. And I know, you know, COVID was horrible obviously, but it did make for an interesting watch and something that you didn't appreciate when you were going through it in lockdown. And actually it was already nostalgic looking back at lockdown, the first ever lockdown last year.
No, I was just gonna say, if nothing else, like hopefully it brings awareness to why farmers are so important, like,
yeah,
and you know, because there are like farmer friendly products that do cost a little bit more, and even if it is a small portion of the demographic that watched it, then come away saying, oh yeah, I appreciate how thin their margin line is and how hard they work. Perhaps I will pay the extra 12p for a pint of milk or whatever. And if that comes out of it, then it's all been worth it, really.
Yeah. I mean, and also, I do want to go to his farm shop.
Yeah.
Because he's got...
That would be cool.
Which looks pretty cool. So yeah, I would definitely recommend going to watch Clarkson's Farm.
Yeah, maybe I will.
Not that he needs any more marketing, but yeah, something, if you haven't watched it, definitely go watch it. I think it's on Amazon Prime, so maybe not as accessible as like Netflix and stuff like that, but you can sign up to Amazon Prime, kind of done a full circle, sign up to Amazon Prime for something a year. I think it's like 50 quid a year or something, and it's, you know, it's totally worth it. Not that I pay it, but we've got a family one.
No,
but, it's definitely worth giving it a watch. And expect to be pleasantly surprised by Clarkson Farm. So that was my thing of the week. I hope you go away and think, right, now I need to watch Clarkson Farm, because it's definitely worth it. So with all that being said, let's move on to our favourite part of the show and Potty 5.0. So it was late in the day when I realised that actually it's my turn to be the potty nominee advocate this week. Last week we had Carter the Smart Cart, which was cheating. And this week we're gonna go very basic, I think. And I think we with the potty nominee, we have tried to be a little bit more smart. Whereas actually, I quite like the idea of going very much back to basics. It's still budget. And this week's smart device is an Amazon Fire TV stick.
Oh, nice. Okay, right.
The brand
right,
new like. Ones. Right back at the start, brand new ones. They're quite, you know, they're not that expensive, and you can. They're always on. They're always on a deal on Amazon, and I think it's a great bloody thing. I use it every single day, so much so that I now no longer have like a Skybox or anything like that. So the brand new ones is obviously a Fire TV stick. It just connects by HDMI into the back of your TV. It includes your usual TV controls. And I think the main thing is that it's voice controlled, which I think is probably the makes it a little bit more smart device-y. It's got an Alexa voice remote, which basically you can use your voice to search and launch programs from across different apps. And it comes with great audio. Obviously, you have to have Amazon Prime. You can watch live TV. There's loads of different apps. You can use like BBC Sport, obviously, Eurosport, ITV Hub, Sky News, BT, and YouTube. Disney Plus, all of those things, you can just, it's all on your neat little Fire TV stick.
Yeah, so I've not actually got one. I've got the Now TV version.
Okay.
Which I think is just basically the Sky one. And yeah, I agree with you. It's brilliant. We don't have Freeview or anything. The only thing we actually have now is we leave the PS4 downstairs, because it's got Amazon Prime on it. So the only thing the Now TV box doesn't have is Prime. It's got Disney Plus and all that.
Whereas the Amazon TV does have Amazon Prime.
See, I would hope so, otherwise it'd be a complete waste of time. yeah, it's strange, like, how much TV's changed. Like, yeah, it really is. Crazy. Like, We had an incident the other... An incident, Christ. Where were we? Oh, we nipped out. We went, like, went and saw some friends or whatever. And as a result, we didn't get in till like, 20 past nine. Shocker, we'd missed the beginning of Love Island. Now, because of that, we couldn't catch up with it until it had finished. Now, usually, with any other program, you can restart it from the beginning or whatever. But for some reason, ITV doesn't allow that.
It's because it's cheap and no one likes
it. Yeah, it's shit. So for the first time in a very long time, we found ourselves watching something aimlessly in order to kill enough time before it came back on. And I was like, I do not remember the last time I did that. Like, waiting for something to come on plus one. Like, that is such a novel thing. Fire Sticks are brilliant. Whatever version of that thing you've got.
Yeah.
They just compact your life into, like... Although it is, talking about what I spoke about, it is kind of a murderer's row of all the money that's coming out of your bank every month. Because you've got Amazon, Netflix, Now TV, YouTube...
Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, Disney Plus, and you're like, oh, there's like 40 quid a month on that.
Yeah, but that's it, isn't it? Like, do you remember the days of having to literally record programs and then wait for them to finish, and then you'd watch it so you could just fast forward the adverts?
My job when I was younger was to record her programs on VCR, on VHS. So I used to have to set up the tape to record, like, so you had to set the channel, set the time.
Yeah.
And how long for, and he'd record the program. And then you had to leave the telly.
How much did you get paid for that?
Fuck knows. But no, it was one of those, like, it was an expectation, and if I didn't do it, it was the end of the fucking world. It was it was the only thing that my mum was like that with, was fucking soaps.
Yeah, I can imagine. But yeah, no, I think it's really good. And as I said at the beginning, it's not kind of, it's something that we have failed to mention much on this, is actually the major products. And Amazon Fire TV Stick is definitely one of those things. It's kind of, maybe I won't spoil it, but it's a similar thing to like a Kindle. And these are all smart devices that we've tried to be a bit clever with it. But you can get one for 40 quid, and I think it's worth every single penny. It's a good little device. There's nothing wrong with it. I would say that my one is, I've now got to the stage where mine's a bit old, because at home I've got like super duper internet, and it just doesn't like connecting to it. Like, sometimes it'll just have a bit of a meltdown, but I think that's because it's literally on 24/7 and it has been for the last 10 years.
That is the only issue with it. They get really hot.
I don't know, like, it's just, I couldn't think about having something that's not like that, like a smart TV or a Fire Stick or like a Chromecast or a Now TV Stick. It's just, that's just the way it is. No one has Sky boxes or BT boxes or anything or Freeview boxes. It's just no one watches live TV much anymore. I mean, other than Love Island.
But it's because there's nothing on. There's never anything on, ever.
No. It's a very interesting discussion, actually, isn't it? The evolution of TV. But maybe we can leave that for another podcast.
That's a special.
So that's my nominee, Potty 5.0, is the Amazon Fire TV Stick. Go check it out. 40 quid, and you won't regret it. And that kind of leaves... That's our podcast done for this week. So there's nothing left to be done apart from to shout out Dom and his lovely music.
Yeah, please go follow Dom Bowdry and his band, Y Pinto. They do the intro, the outro... and everything in between, that drags me up every time. you can follow them on Instagram at YPintoBand. That's Y as in, why do I have to wait 25 minutes for my program? Pinto is in the bean, and band as in a band. I haven't got anything this week. Well, Pinto is in the Pinto beans. I'm probably going to get my Grey's Box subscription this month. There you go.
Or that Jeremy Clarkson may or may not have grown.
That'd be very exotic.
I don't think he actually grew pinto beans, but he did grow wasabi, interestingly enough. But yeah, cool. So until next time, we'll be back next week with a brand new episode. I hope you all have a fantastic week. I hope you don't weep. And I hope you enjoy the heat wave, which I think is supposed to be coming soon, I think. Hopefully. But yeah, until then, GG guys.